Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
So I am reporting this week from Los Angeles, where live theater is, well, alive and even thriving. Okay, the city is a bit more into famous name casting than others, but hey, this is Hollywood. So laugh, if you will, about the fact that Tom Hanks just filled every seat for a Shakespeare classic, but it was for real, and the play, as much as the actor, was the thing. And don't get me wrong, there's no denying that the Oscar winner is what made the unique production of Henry IV the talk of the town this past month. The Shakespeare Center of Los Angeles, two decades old and presenting works at various venues, did this one at the enchanting outdoor Japanese tea garden within the sprawling Veterans Administration complex in West Los Angeles. A makeshift stage was surrounded by a couple hundred seats. It was virtually bare, except for a table or chairs now and then. And behind the stage, the actors occasionally roamed in the forest-like greenery. The production was directed by Daniel Sullivan of Broadway and New York Shakespeare in the Park fame. Now, I assume for him it was the lure of working with Tom Hanks. The actor apparently loved doing Shakespeare when he was in school, before he started in television and eventually films. He has been a long-time, if quiet, supporter of all things Bard in Los Angeles. So who did he play here? No, not Henry, neither the king nor his son, the successor, but Falstaff, arguably Shakespeare's most beloved character, one who appeared in several of his works. Hanks was absolutely hilarious, padded and bearded to the hilt, and even touching as the drunken, lying, thieving, but somehow lovable pal of the prince, who finally grows up enough to become king. Prince Hal was portrayed by Hamish Linklater, a respectable and recognizable name himself, especially in New York. The entire cast, including the estimable Joe Morton as the current king, who is disgusted with his son before he steps up, were all first rate. Yes, it's too late to fly out to Los Angeles to see this production, and the tickets were quickly snatched up anyway, but credit where it is due. Now, continuing with the concept of theater folks here liking their famous names, actress Amanda Peet has written a play, her second, in fact, that is just premiering at the Geffen Playhouse in Westwood. Called Our Very Own Carlin McCullough, it deals with a single mom, played very well by Mamie Gummer. Now, can I avoid saying she is Meryl Streep's daughter? I guess not. Whose own fictional young daughter is a rising tennis star. The other main character is the girl's coach, a former player himself. Maybe because I come from a tennis family and know a lot about the sport, this one didn't ring true for me, though I like the subject of parents trying to live through their talented kids. Let us not forget that Gypsy, featuring one Mama Rose, is considered the greatest musical ever. And I admire the playwrights not making this a piece about sexual abuse, which sort of hovers over everything these days, featuring an older man and vulnerable woman. Nevertheless, the scenes are static, and I didn't feel any real tension. But Amanda Peet gives us some nice lines. It doesn't matter if you win or lose, as long as you win, says the demanding coach to the overbearing mom. But this one needs something more to bring it to life. Maybe Tom Hanks plays tennis? And finally, at the tiny Braid stage in Santa Monica, the Jewish Women's Theater, or JWT, always finds interesting one-character pieces. This is a company now in its 11th season that gave us Not That Jewish, which played for months in New York after premiering here. And now it is presenting Sacred Resistance, written and performed by Vicki Juditz. Her resume is not so much about acting, though she has done some, but about telling stories. She has done it all over the country, including on the Moth Radio Hour. This is a lovely, personal, and compelling one about how she started off wanting to convert to Judaism simply to find a boyfriend. but ultimately discovered it meant much more than that. When you are Jewish, she says, you always have friends and family. The story takes her from a small protest group in Los Angeles to Germany to visit relatives who confess, Hitler gave us hope, we were brainwashed, and back again. Obviously, a show like this has a limited audience, but the Braid is an appropriately intimate place, and while the JWT may tell very specific stories, when you hear lines like, nothing like that could ever happen again, or could it? Well, you realize this one is far more universal than you dare imagine. Anyway, say what you will about Los Angeles being a company town, that company being mostly TVs and movies. It has countless theaters of all sizes now doing interesting work. A lot of it is edgy, Hostage playing at the small and award-winning Skylight in the Los Feliz area, is based on a true story of a mother going to Iran to rescue a teenage son. The Antilles Theater in New Digs in Glendale continues to use repertory casts for old plays. Right now it is doing 3 days in the country, a modernized version of Turgenev's A Month in the Country. The list goes on. Still, it has become a true challenge to get locals to brave the traffic to go too far, especially for challenging material. Which is why I say bravo to Tom Hanks for making Shakespeare so accessible to so many who likely wouldn't choose to sit for 3.5 hours under the stars. But Jill, they do like their stars here.
So you've been going back and forth. You've been going back and forth for a while, and there's always been theater. You know, a little known fact: there's always been theater and interest in LA, but you know, confined. Are you noticing any difference in that, or is this just part of the usual ebb and flow of people liking their theater in LA, because often they do?
Yeah, I grew up here, and I'm telling you, there none of these little theaters. Maybe there were a few. I remember three stages. You know, there was a Music Center downtown. There was a big one in Hollywood, the Pantages, which is still doing big Broadway kind of shows. I really don't remember this kind of boom. They even have a name for North Hollywood. They call it NoHo now, which is basically one little theater next to the next, you know, one after another. There really is a boom in creative. And obviously there's no shortage of actors because you've got all these folks out here trying to get on TV and movies, and they really do like theater. It's great exposure, which is why, by the way, a lot of actors like a Hamish Linklater, he doesn't need to prove that he can do theater. But, you know, for him to come out here and perform, then he's seen by a lot of L.A. Hollywood producer types. So it gets an unusual amount of people from New York or other cities, or Minnesota, wherever, you know, we're fine theater, but they'd like to come out here because they know they'll be seen, and they may get a pilot.
Right, because the whole thing is one would go out for, quote, pilot season.
That's right.
And you know, this is just one of the sausage-making things of the industry. But it does seem to me, from listening to your reports over time, that it has been decided, like, why not? Hey, let's put on a show. We've got a lot of people out here. We might as well start. And it seems that I want a better word than the word I'm thinking of. But it just seems like, all right, this is now starting to really become, hey, this is a place where you can hone your craft, be seen, and more people are going to come, and why not?
That's right. And they really do get great performers. It's just unbelievable. And it's too complicated to go into the equity thing, but they had this new law, so they can't even use equity actors per se, which means that a lot of stage actors can't do certain roles. It's complicated. But what that means is that they get a lot of TV actors who may not be equity, but they're obviously, you know, really good actors. They do TV and movies. So for them, it's a chance to hone, like you say, hone their craft. And audiences are seeing familiar faces. And it's really, I mean, I'm sure every city now, I hope more and more, but LA's unusual because of all the aspiring stars out here or actors out here. There is so much talent. And so that, and there's a lot of good writing being done, very original writing. I even went to a reading this week at a theater of a play that hopes to end up in one of these theaters. So there's stuff going on all the time. I find it very exciting, and I certainly did not grow up with this. So LA, you know, it's a theater town now. You can't just call it a company town anymore.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.